Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
My next guest is Sherianna Boyle. Sherianna is an international educational emotional detox coach and author of many books. She has been featured in over 85 articles and been a featured presenter for renowned organizations such as PESI, Behavioral and Mental Health Education, Kripalu Health and Yoga Center, 1440 Multi-University, and more. Her book, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, was endorsed by the National Association of Mental Health. She is an adjunct psychology professor and founder of Emotional Detox Coaching, servicing clients of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities virtually worldwide. She is also the co-founder of EmotionalDetoxNow.com, a place where people can go to move through the steps of an emotional detox on a weekly basis. Welcome to the podcast, Sherianna.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
Yes. So you were on episode 41 that was published in January of 2021. So I asked you to come back on the podcast because I think this year, more than even in 2021, a lot of educators are really feeling burnt out. So instead of my standard, tell me about a time when you were in the trenches in Master Call, because people can reference episode 41 for that. I'd like you to share some strategies that would help educators who are in the trenches. And we talked about a few different situations. So one that I'm seeing is happening a lot now as we enter the holiday season 2021 is there are a lot of teachers who are leaving just mid-year. You know, there are so many more positions open for teaching than I've ever seen. And then there's teachers that are still in the classroom, but really contemplating leaving just because they can't make it through the rest of the year. So what are things that you can advise those kind of teachers?
Well, it sounds to me, first we have to just sort of identify a little bit about what's happening. And I think it's important when things like that, when people are quitting or consider quitting, that's a crisis. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's a sign that a system is in crisis and is collapsing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that and not just look at it. Oh, well, I guess they decide to leave. Oh, well, I guess they decided to leave. Oh, I guess we'll have, you know, just another thing to do. No, it's a collapse. It's mm-hmm. a crisis. It's a tragedy because everybody feels it and it spills over and it can be really disruptive to everybody. So I think you got to look at it from a wider lens. I don't know if it's any one thing anybody can do. It's really a collective thing of that we have to go wider. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is from a conscious standpoint. Mm-hmm. So when you emotional detox, the book, all those books that I write, the emotional detox series is about learning to process what you feel. Mm-hmm. Right? And when you do, you go wider, meaning your consciousness goes up, your level of awareness goes up, and you get another perspective on this, right? So as an individual, yes, you can take some time to process that. And I highly recommend that you do. So if somebody quit, for example, you find out they quit, mm-hmm. That's something to be processed. You know, what did that feel like for you? What, mm-hmm. how are you feeling in your body? What is this experience like? How are you coping with that is a question I would ask that person. You know, what are you doing to cope? Are you just moving on? Are you just pretending mm-hmm. it doesn't exist? Are you minimizing? Are you crying? What's going on? We have to acknowledge it mm-hmm. and we can't transform what we don't acknowledge. You can't be in denial and minimize and transform something at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when it gets big like this, meaning it's happening in a lot of places, not just your school system, but beyond, then this is an opportunity really for a change on a bigger level and a bigger scale. Mm-hmm. And we can influence that, but our influence will be so much greater from a state of feeling mm-hmm. than from a state of reactivity. If reactivity is going to be to go into fear, to run, to quit, to deny, to judge, to blame, right? That to point fingers. That's what reactivity looks like. That's not emotional processing.
Mm-hmm,
so we have to process those reactions so we can get to those bigger viewpoints. But it really begins with like acknowledging we're in crisis.
Yeah.
Hello, does anybody else see the elephant in the room here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I see there are not only these openings that need to be filled and administrators are scrambling to find candidates to apply to these openings, but also just the fact that school leaders, district leaders are navigating through these challenges with constant changes in mandates, whether it be for masks, whether it be school board changes, just the politics that are playing in, opinions that parents have that are vastly different. So would you advise administrators kind of the same thing, looking at how they're reacting and kind of processing those feelings?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. The old way, Dana, mm-hmm. is to try to figure things out, problem solve, right? That's where they're going. They're going to what they know. And I get it because I used to be in the school systems. I was a school psychologist. So we are always about solutions. How can we solve this? How can we make this better? How can we please everybody, right? Make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Right.
Yeah.
So if you haven't figured that out, you can't, you're not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And it's, you can keep doing the same thing and just stress yourself out, or you can make a shift. And what I'm saying is the shift is to feel first, then from that space of emotional processing, then start to have these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, I mean, I wish I could just zoom in on every school board meeting. I would not start a school board meeting from a place of reactivity. I would give every person in that room an opportunity to feel, and I would acknowledge the feelings in that room. And I would acknowledge the pain and the sadness and the fear that is going on both sides. That's what we have in common. Everybody's feeling really intense and really strong and scared. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they need an opportunity to process. And the thing is, they don't know how, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to show them this is an opportunity to stand up, learn some new tools, and try another way. Once they start processing, you're going to feel the room shift. You're going to feel conversation shift. You're going to feel dialogue shift.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna start to hear possibilities you never thought you'd hear, but we can't get there if we're just like, we just got to get this over with. We just got to do the job. No, it's not working anymore. I'll give you an example. I once went to a talk, because I've written books on anxiety. I went to a talk, and it was by a psychiatrist, and the room was packed. I thought, I'm gonna see what this presentation's all about. It's my kid's school. I could barely get in the room. Literally, it was back before COVID. I squeezed in the room and I was like backed up against the wall. Room is packed. And he's going over the symptoms of anxiety. And all I can feel is the levels of anxiety in the room going up and up. And he's talking about the causes. And I'm thinking to myself, are you on the same planet as I'm on? Because these people are a mess right now.
Yeah.
You cannot talk to a group of anxious parents and just poke at it. You have to take a moment to give everyone a chance. Well, why are you here? How are you feeling? And just what is that like for you? And hopefully people start using the cleanse and give people a chance to process what they feel. 10 minutes. And then answer questions, because you know what? I'm pretty sure they know what the symptoms of anxiety are. Right? I'm pretty sure we don't need to go on and on for a half hour about the symptoms. And that's what's been happening in schools forever. Don't you find, Dana? We've been talking about problems forever. Right? And such little time is spent on really digging into what the solutions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of also an issue we have in the systems now with the professional development, because we are shifting a little bit from the one size fits all to more personalized. But even if you choose to go to a PD session, you know, just something that you choose out of a list, a lot of the time they're giving you, right? They're giving you, this is how you define X, what the topic is about. But a lot of the time they're not giving you the solutions of necessarily how to implement that, or, you know, how to, the practical solution, like you're saying, right? And I think a lot of districts should probably look at using one of their resources in employee wellness or mental health person in the district to do something like you said, the first 10 minutes, having people come to a calm place before they start a meeting, correct?
I think so. I think before you have a school meeting, before you have a team meeting, mm-hmm. before you have a staff meeting, I think that we need to build in time. And we have been on this long trajectory, you know, mm-hmm. I know when I was in it, where we have no time, mm-hmm. right? The curriculum, we have to get this, we have to get that. This is an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Those of you who didn't like that, right? Who didn't like the fact that the curriculum comes before mental health or mm-hmm. wellness, this is an opportunity to change all that and say, mm-hmm. this can't be first anymore.
Yeah.
Right. I can't care more about completing this with myself and my kids than I can about my own well-being. It just mm-hmm. can't happen. And this is where you have to come together with people who, you know, where can we make a difference right now? Mm-hmm, and that's mm-hmm. one of them. We need time. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's even just a moment of silence. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To just acknowledge, you know, this to be in our bodies, and the kids can benefit this too. Everybody's been running mm-hmm. and jamming, and we barely eat lunch, right? I mean, the kids, we barely move our bodies. I mean, all of this is part of emotional processing. You need to move. You need oxygen. You need to get outside. You mm-hmm. need to have time to digest. Just like food, if you don't digest your food, you're not going to read the signals, mm-hmm. right? Am I full? Am I hungry? Do I need, it just becomes this numbing lifestyle. And that has been spilling over for a long time. So I say, get off the damn pandemic mm-hmm. and start mm-hmm. focusing on some of the things and saying, look, guys, I know this stinks and there's big debates around this, but why don't we start to bring in some other important things that we've wanted to happen here? Why don't we change our lens and our focus mm-hmm. back on mental health and how important it is, and creating that space for self-care right now, especially during these times where there's a lot of disharmony happening. Mm-hmm. We need to advocate for ourselves. We need to stand up for each other and help each other no matter what your beliefs are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing is a lot of schools, they might be using, you know, mental health strategies, SEL for students. However, the staff, a lot of times I think are feeling left by the wayside. Maybe they don't have supportive administrators. Maybe they don't have a caring colleague who will reach out to them. And then sometimes these situations where they're turning in their letter of resignation just come out of the blue, supposedly, to the administrators, right? Because they're not really speaking up, but also that is the job of colleagues around them and leaders in the school to recognize, you know, this person's struggling, this person, you need to check in with everybody if you're a school leader. And yeah, like you said, give people the opportunity to get outside, to take a break, not eat lunch at their desk, right?
Exactly. I mean, you're just going to have to.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
It's truly a mm-hmm. crisis, which mm-hmm. I'm saying it is. If people are dropping like flies and we're not expecting it and there's not enough time, mm-hmm. then you are in crisis. Mm-hmm. That means you get to change things up. right? And you treat it truly like a crisis, like a family would be in crisis. Would you pack a family with things to do? Would you say, oh, I'm sorry, you're in crisis. Here, you need to have all of this done. Mm-hmm. No, you would give them time. You would give them nourishment. You would give them compassion. You know, maybe come up with some ideas about how we can lighten the load for each other. You know, what can you do for each other for a period of time until this kind of settles a little bit? They might get some real creative ideas to support each other. The other thing I want to mention is, because I have cleansed, so when I use the term cleanse, it's the 7 steps of an emotional detox written mm-hmm. in all the books. I have cleansed with people who have left. So I get it. And I've been on the other side of the cleanse with them. This is the interesting part. A lot of the stuff that people are feeling when they quit, it's not necessarily caused by the pandemic. It was already there. It's just the pandemic has really reared its head.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, a lot of this, what happens with emotions is when we don't allow them to be processed, they resurface in different situations. So collectively, we have been suppressing a lot of trauma, a lot of wounds. We were told for many years not to feel, to cover it up, to pretend you're fine, to minimize. Now all of a sudden everyone says it's okay. We still aren't giving the tools for that. We're just saying, oh, it's okay you have feelings now, and it's okay if you have mental health instabilities. But how about if you give them tools for processing? That would be far more powerful, because if they're really triggered and they're quitting, or they're judging, or they're fighting with, or they're not reaching out to a fellow faculty member, it's because there's something in them that's hasn't been healed, and it was there before this happened. I guarantee it could be a loss in their life. It could be a reminding them of another time in their life of when things felt out of control or overwhelming, but I guarantee it was already there.
Yeah. And that's really important to point out that, you know, these people just, they went from one school year to the next and plowed forward. However, you know, there's something, they could have lost a loved one earlier on in the pandemic, or they, you know, could have had some crisis otherwise in their family with a child or something. And yeah, they've plowed forward and concentrated on work. And yeah, that's what's causing a lot of this kind of just that ultimate burnout and the feeling like they can't do anymore. I wanted to talk, since you mentioned cleanse, I wanted to talk a little bit about your newest release, Emotional Detox Now, 135 Self-Guided Practices to Renew Your Mind, Heart, and Spirit. And talk about how that's a little bit different than some of your previous books, and what educators can maybe learn to do if they don't know anything about cleanse or emotional detox. What's the benefit of doing that?
So Emotional Detox Now, it's got the now on the end. That is available now for pre-order. It's in the throes of it. And that is 135 cleanses. So what I did is I divided them into categories. So they're in, there's cleanses for you, yourself, your relationships, your work, your health, your family, right? So each section has 25 cleanses. So basically, what it is it takes you through. I'll grab, I have it behind me, so I'll grab it, but I'll give you an example. So I just opened up the book, and it's cleansing fear of getting hurt, right? So there's a cleanse there, and I'll open up another one. I'll do one more random cleansing uncertainty that fits your situation.
Okay.
Right? And it's all about, here we go. Concern about security, wondering if your position or your job is stable or solid, well, wondering, worried about what will happen with your employment. You may be feeling uncertain about your future, blah, blah, blah. So I give a little introduction to the section, and then I take people through the CLEANSE steps, which is an acronym. CLEANSE stands for the 7 steps. C is 7 letters, 7 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help you remember. Then you go through this process to the end, which allows you to feel the emotions around that. So we're not getting rid of emotions. We are allowing, we're getting rid of reactions so the emotions can be processed. Mm-hmm. And when they are, so my friend that I cleansed with, who is in a school system, who has chosen to leave, interestingly enough, it was bringing up the loss of her dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you don't realize that until you start feeling. You don't realize that what you're experiencing, whether it's the fear or the uncertainty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guilt or the shame or whatever, that if it's really intense, it's probably got a little history to it. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. You want to take some time to process that. So I would recommend, if some people are leaving, I think you need to take care of your emotions before you start something new.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just put yourself in the same similar situation again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to clear that up. If you're staying, you want to clear that up.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you want to take time to process what's going on and let the energy from that rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, you know, we can transform things. Things can be better than they were before. It is possible, yeah. Right? It is not unrealistic to say that. And again, you just have to really recognize, you know, making decisions where you're having conversations where reactivity levels are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's unproductive and it's re-traumatizing. And it will spike things. And so what I would say to the administrators is you have to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
you cannot, and or stop avoiding it and putting it in an email.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
have to get together. And sometimes you need support. That's a scary thing. I get it. And that's why there's people like me around that might be able to give you a little coaching until you're on your way. And it is an opportunity to gain some skills that maybe you didn't have before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so besides your books, you offer a lot of resources on your website. You have a newsletter. What are some of the other resources that educators can tap into and maybe do some of these guided cleanses through your website? And I know you offer some yoga as well.
Yeah, so we call it Cleanse Day Wednesday mm-hmm. on emotionaldetoxnow.com. And that is where I'm 12 p.m. You're in the Eastern time zone, right, Dave?
I'm a mountain.
Oh, you're in mountain. Okay. So I'm in 12 p.m. Eastern, which is what?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, 2 hours behind. And 7 p.m. Eastern. What is mm-hmm. that? So that's your
5 p.m. now.
5 mm-hmm. p.m. Okay. I do live 30-minute cleanses every week
mm-hmm.
on the platform. I also teach yoga on the platform and I infuse the cleanse in there. And that's all on demand as well. So mm-hmm. if you can't make those times, you can do it on demand. Either way, either practice, I'm always talking about emotions, processing. Every yoga class I do, which is just move, you know, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not some twisty, bendy person. It's just enough because you want to physically keep yourself strong. You want to be practicing breathing. Yoga can mm-hmm. help with that. And you want to move your body. We do about 10 minutes of cardio, nothing crazy or fancy, mm-hmm. just enough to get the heart up. Then we ease into moving and cleansing. And I talk about the principles of cleansing and I talk about what may be coming up for people
mm-hmm.
and how to work through that. Some people say it's like therapy when they do the mm-hmm. yoga. So that's available on demand and that's all on emotionaldetoxnow.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this being released in the new year, I think this would be a great opportunity for people to explore if they're not doing something like that. This is just a once a week thing, right? And yeah. starting a habit, right? Like spending time. You have available times twice on Wednesday, but also people can see that on demand and just taking the time to move, taking the time to connect, even though it's virtual, right? And just moving. I sometimes do a moving meditation, Kijang, during the day, right? And I often will walk outside, right? Just to get fresh air and whatever works for people. I think just having that time where they're moving, like you said, they're cleansing, they're hearing you give some of these words of encouragement. And is this a free event or do people need to subscribe for this?
That is a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
the what I was describing. It's a community. The mm-hmm. it's a I can't speak subscription base. What I do have for free mm-hmm. is on February 14th. If you go to sherriannaboyle.com mm-hmm. And you register there, or you go to emotionaldetoxnow.com, either one, we have an Emotional Detox Now Summit.
Okay.
And that's a 5-day free summit. I've got 37 speakers I've interviewed all about emotional care.
Okay.
So that will be, again, free for 5 days, and then you can purchase it for download if you want to. But initially, if you put your name in, mm-hmm. then you'll have access to that summit. It is incredible. I think it's the best summit I've ever heard, partially mm-hmm. because I did it, but I just think I've gotten such great information on there. Really great experts talking about tools and strategies.
Yeah. So I'll make sure I put that in the show notes as well. Well, out of everything we discussed today on the podcast, what's one thing you'd like listeners to remember?
Boy, there's a lot there. I think relax your energy mm-hmm. a little bit. Stop resisting. Resisting what's happening. I know on the outside it can look horrible and sad. Mm-hmm. But what you see on the outside is often on the inside, mm-hmm. right? And it's like an infection, not just the virus, but this virus is a reflection of an infection, meaning a system of energy that needs to be cleared up,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not moving properly. It's not working properly. It needs help and support and love and nourishment. So the way to do that is to just relax a little bit, try not to fight it mm-hmm. too much. Okay. With that said, if you are going to speak up and you feel compelled to do that, make sure you process what you feel first
mm-hmm.
because it won't be effective. It's like trying to fly an airplane and having it go down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that is your calling and that is your truth, by all means, speak up, but take time to process what you feel first, because you could just be spewing an old wound out into the room,
mm-hmm.
right? So be mindful of how that impacts people, because it can feel very assaultive. People are tender right now. They're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be mindful of how that lands. It can feel cutting, right? So process what you feel. That's all you want to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about the next thing until you've done that and get the tools for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are such important things to remember, whether you're speaking out to a large group or just speaking to your colleague or your administrator, right? Make sure you really think about it first. Great advice. Where can people connect with you and find you online?
SherriannaBoyle.com is all my private stuff, my books. EmotionalDetoxNow.com is the yoga and the community.
And are you on social media as well?
Oh, I am. Yes, I am. Loving every minute. I'm kidding. I am. It's kind of a need to do thing, but I'm out there. I'm on Instagram, Sherriannaboyle, if they want to connect with me there.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being a return guest on the Out of the Trenches podcast. It was a pleasure reconnecting with you today.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it. And if this episode resonates, especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.